Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
So today on Finishing Well, as we're looking at the end of 2018, we're thinking we're going to finish well on Finishing Well. Finishing 2018 sort of tax-wise, but before we go there, Hans, I'm with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. I thought about the ultimate finishing well, right? I mean, what would you say is the ultimate finishing well? And of course, the Sunday school answer would be Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And so how did Jesus finish? Well, he actually, a sixth word from the cross was, "It is finished." But a seventh word was, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Meaning, Dad, I'm giving all this back to you. Now, I don't know if you've ever compared that to creation. And when God finished on the sixth day, like Jesus finished his work on the sixth word, on the sixth day, God said, you know, it's very good. And then he rested. And so as we look at the end of 2018, oh, and I shouldn't not say this because it's one of my favorite things in the scriptures. Isaiah 11, we're given the seven anointings of the Holy Spirit. The seventh anointing is a delight in the fear of the Lord. And I picture that like, yeah, into your hands I commit my spirit, God. You got this. No matter what, we're going to finish well because of what Jesus did. And he's got this. But it does kind of fun that he gives us money and stuff to steward so that, you know, he can give us experiences like we have this time of year, Hans. And so finishing well when you're in retirement and with your taxes, it's kind of cool to see God gives us wisdom if we decide to tap into it, which is actually the first anointing of the Holy Spirit. So give us some wisdom, Hans.
Okay, so it's the end of the year. It's 2018. And what really at request, and request by a listener, what do we do here in the end of the year? And what I would say is you got until December 31st to recognize income or to create deductions in the year 2018. Because if you put it off after that, guess what? We're going to say Happy New Year, and it's going to be in 2019. So this is a bit of a year-end tax planning strategy session for retired people, though, that which is finishing well. That's what our show is. And so the seventh content chapter in the book, chapter 8 in the original book, is taxes for the 62+. And so what we want to look at here is planning. So we really don't want to put off till the end of the year doing all these things, but we're going to talk today about what you can do between now and the end of the year. And the first thing that's going to come up to my mind is required minimum distributions, RMDs, which we've talked about on several shows. You got till the end of the year to do your 2018 required minimum distribution, and if you haven't already done it, then we need to get on that like right now, because you don't want to be sending that to your custodian, IRA custodian, on the 30th of December and saying, hey, I need you to get this done before the end of 2018. A lot of custodians have a minimum of a week, some of them 10 days where they're going to guarantee.
Especially this time of year where everybody's kind of on that same boat. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the required minimum distribution because it's required out of your IRA or 401k. And if you've got some money sitting there on the side, we need to make sure that that business is taken care of. Furthermore, we want to know that maybe we've already taken care of it and we got the required minimum. But, you know, when people get into my reading and they subscribe to some of my philosophies, taking just the minimum isn't necessarily the best thing to do. And so you just got this little bit of 2018. So if you want to do some planning, there's many of you that are sitting on IRA money maybe you're not even at minimum distributions. You're still in your 60s. You don't need to spend it. But you may be surprised. I wouldn't suggest anybody do this on their own, but we may calculate that we could pull a few thousand dollars out of your IRA, and it wouldn't have a huge tax consequence to you. It may be better to do that before the end of the year, and then to do a little bit in 2019 and a little bit and so forth. So when it comes to the whole area of IRAs, we've got first required minimum distributions, then we want to have possibly deducting some in excess of the minimum, or if you're under 70 and a half, just flat taking one. And I'd be more than happy to help you calculate that and to make sure that you're not doing something wrong here. Then we have the whole issue when it comes to IRAs of QCDs, qualified charitable distributions. Now, to do these, you got to be over 70 and a half, I mean, for starters. And then secondly, you can give money directly to your church. And the limit on that, or church or any other charitable organization, because we're a Christian radio show,
right,
and we're talking the church here.
401c.
What's that?
501c. 501c3. Yeah. 401k, 501c3. One day I'll get these numbers straight.
Well, they're all those acronyms, but the bottom line is you can give money to God's kingdom through your IRA, and it'll never show up on your tax return. And so, we've had other shows. You can get information at my website, cardinalguide.com. You can pull down the book and the workbook. You can read several articles.
Underneath that strategy a little bit, if I'm understanding, is that if I've had a particularly low income year, then my taxes are going to be lower this year than normal. So I may be able to fit some of that IRA distribution money in without paying little or no tax. And so I could just push that money over into a savings account, having paid tax on it, and I'm setting up a reserve of untaxable money out of my IRA, I guess.
Yeah, and there's a lot of seniors that have a fairly low income year every year because they live off of their Social Security checks. Okay. And possibly some savings that they don't have to pay taxes on, just money they've had squirreled away, they can pull out and buy things, and it's not taxable income. So you don't pay taxes on your Social Security unless you have a bunch of other income. And so there's many folks that have money sitting in an IRA, and it's just sitting there, and they don't really intend to spend it, and they're angered by the minimum distributions to begin with, or maybe they're not even angered yet because they're in their 60s and the money's sitting there. So the point is that if you don't have a lot of other income besides your Social Security, it may be wise for you to pull out a certain amount out of your IRA and just pay the taxes on it, which are going to be very low.
Right, versus, and we hate to say this, but if you were to pass away and all of a sudden your heirs got this IRA, it's untaxed, they're going to want the money, but they got to pay all the tax on it, when you could have been paying out this money into a savings account that they could have inherited without the tax if you had been doing it year by year.
We even have strategies that involve life insurance where you just do a little bit every year and you pay the premium into a life insurance company, and so then there's a big pool of money available for your heirs.
Which is also tax-free.
Which is tax-free. Yeah, plenty of strategies on that. So I want to get back and talk about the QCD, and because I know you've become very familiar with this, but I'm thinking the number of our listeners may not have listened closely. So if you're over 70 and you qualify for this, so I don't really want anybody doing this without talking to a professional like me, you can give up to $100,000 a year out of your IRA, and you can give it directly to the charitable institution, which we're talking about here is the church, or your church, or missions, or something in the kingdom of God that will further that of your choice. You can give the money directly from the IRA, which is through a QCD, and it's never going to show up on your tax return. So, and we don't have to give the whole thing. We don't have to give $100,000 a year. It's just you got a few weeks left where you could actually do that in 2018, even in excess of your minimum.
Right. And that's more of the finishing well wisdom from certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Of course, everything we're always talking about is from his book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. And it's also available at the website, cardinalguide.com. You got to put the guide after cardinal. So think about the bird, cardinalguide.com. And then you go to the Seven Worries tab. And today's show, which is income taxes, is specifically for the 62-year-old plus income taxes.
And we've put both the chapter of both books at each tab. So when you talk about today's taxes, you've got the original book, you got the chapter on taxes, and then you have the workbook, the chapter on taxes. We've put them up there in PDFs. They can be downloaded for free. In fact, you can construct most of the whole book for free. If you want to send me a text or an email or call me up and tell me you listen to the show and you'd like a copy of the book, I'll be glad to send you one, no charge. If you're one of these people that like to remain anonymous till you figure out what we're all about, you can buy the book on Amazon. It's very inexpensive. So there you go. We just want to get the information and the teaching out. And as I've told you and a lot of things, we're doing the show out in some churches. And people, clients have invited us out. Listeners have invited us out. I don't have to worry too much about promoting myself if I just teach this stuff. People end up following me out the door, as we've seen in several of these occasions. So we just want to get the book to you.
Right. And again, that whole QCD concept is it's building the kingdom and it's wisdom. You know, God gave us the discernment to finish well. If we use these resources, which how cool is that?
Yeah.
So next up, we got QCDs. What else is 2018 do we need to be thinking about as we finish up our tax year?
Well, I mean, it's Christmas time. Gifting. I mean, the whole concept of a maximum gift and the $15,000 a year and all this stuff is really relevant for rich people. So if I got some rich people listening, or even some moderately well-off people that want to give money, they're all burdened by this $15,000 limit. So if you wanted to don't give some money to your kids or your grandkids or somebody that's special to you.
Is that so that's $15,000 per year? Or
per person per year. And if you're a husband and wife, you can give $30,000 to the same person, $15,000 each. So it's fairly liberal. And if you wanted to give more than that, or you were giving somebody money to buy a house or something like that, then you may want to straddle it where you would give part of it this year and then part of it next year.
So you can see we're gifting big money here on Finishing Well Today. Talk about finishing well. Oh, I mean, that would be pretty well. It would make you feel like you could rest at the end of the year.
Well, a lot of my clients, when they're doing estate planning, they want to give some money to their kids, you know, and maybe it's just $1,000. They want to give money while they're still alive.
Yeah,
see the benefits of it.
Do your giving while you're living. My mom used to say. So we come back. We got a lot more finishing well taxes for 2018. Stay tuned. So much more coming up.
We hope you are enjoying Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of previous shows, including episodes about Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, plus the accompanying workbook. If you want to follow along with today's topic, download free PDFs at CardinalGuide.com by going to the Seven Worries tab of today's show topic. Just scroll down to Useful Documents. Once again, for free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, or the workbook, go to cardinalguide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on Finishing Well Radio Show and send us a word. Once again, that's cardinalguide.com. Cardinalguide.com. Now, back to Finishing Well, brought to you by cardinalguide.com.
We are having so much fun today on Finishing Well, as we're actually talking about finishing well, taxes in 2018, and as certainly God finished well in creation and Jesus finished well, there's a lot of wisdom that's there to be had, and it's kind of exciting to see some of these strategies, Hans, but a lot of it just centers around Social Security.
Well, it does, and so, you know, the first part of the show, we talked about some quick, you know, tips that could help you have some effect on your year-end tax bill, both recognition of income and perhaps some deductions. But as a strategist and as a financial planner, I'd really rather just talk about, okay, so how could we generally lower your taxes over the rest of your life, year by year, okay?
Right.
And something that almost every one of our clients has is a Social Security check every month, and then 12 of those during the year, and then we've got a place that they're consistently somewhat in the dark about, I see, and even with my clients, is that how much taxes do I really pay on my Social Security? And I think that's an area of education that we get beyond tips. I'm not going to try to teach everybody in the next 10 minutes what that is or give them the learning, but I want to point toward it. I want to talk about it a little bit. Is you need to understand what the tax ramifications of getting a Social Security check are, and how much taxes are you really going to pay, and then what can you do to minimize this, and what can you do to possibly just collect more and keep more of your Social Security check. Does that sound good?
No, let's go.
Okay. So if you live off of Social Security and you get a check, let's say your check is $2,000 a month, and you've got $2,000 a month, that's $24,000 a year. And the first thing is most people quote their Social Security check net after the Medicare deduction. Okay. So if you're telling me your Social Security check is $2,000 a month, it actually is probably $2,150 a month. But in any case, you get your Social Security, that's your spendable money, and that's all you have. That's what you live off of. You're going to pay no taxes on that money. Unless you live in a few states. There are some states, North Carolina is not one of them, that tax your Social Security. Even though the federal government might not tax your Social Security, the state's going to. Okay? But if you're not in one of those states, you're going to collect your Social Security, if that's all you got, no taxes. So you're going to be in a zero tax rate. Now, there's some thresholds depending upon whether you're married or single, filing jointly, but there's some thresholds around the $25,000 a year amount that just really says that if you can have a little bit of other income, is a simple way to say this. You can have a little bit of other income, let's say less than $10,000, if you got this $2,000 a month Social Security check, and then you've got less than $10,000 of other income.
And that other income could be a part-time job,
could
investments?
Could be dividends, could be interest on a CD, it could be withdrawals from your IRA for minimum distributions. If you have a small amount of other income, you're still not going to pay taxes on your Social Security. But as soon as you exceed what is a small amount, I'm not going to get into all these thresholds or I'm going to confuse people, but let's just say your Social Security plus a small amount of other income, still no taxes on the Social Security. But then you exceed that threshold, now you're going to pay more taxes on the other income and they're going to come back in and they're going to tax your Social Security. And they're going to tax half of your Social Security. So what that means is half of it is still tax-free. So if you got more than a little other income, so we're on a, you know, now you're paying tax on that other income, and then you're going to be paying tax on half your Social Security income. And then that's just a progressive thing that if you're Mr. Big Bucks here, Robbie Big Bucks,
you got a
big Social Security check, and then you got a big other income, and you got a sizable other income, now you're going to be paying taxes on that other income, of course, plus up to 85% of your Social Security checks is taxable. So even Mr. Big Bucks, which is not you, but we're just Mr. Big Bucks, he's still got, or she still has, Mrs. Big Bucks has 15% of her Social Security check is still tax-free. And when I really explain this to high-income people, they know they've paid the most into Social Security. They know they've paid the most in taxes, and now they're paying the most in their Social Security check. But that's, that's
and
how
they also would have Irma, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that Irma? Did
yeah,
I say
if
that
I want
right?
to send them over the top, and Irma is, it's a Medicare tax, okay? And they have a fancy acronym and fancy words, but boy, if you want to get some very high income people angered, is you really there's a reason they don't know how all this stuff works, because it just makes them too mad. But they're paying a lot of taxes, and then they're paying taxes on their Social Security, and then with a good bit of what's left, they send that for what is called a premium to Medicare or a premium surcharge, which is Irma. So.
Well, before you go off that, I have to tell a story.
Okay.
Because if you're sitting there right now just burning, I want you to think about what – I worked for Royce Reynolds, who owned all the Crown Group, and we had gone through a horrible year. whatever year it was, there was crisis and lots of his stores were losing money, and he goes, oh, if I could just pay those taxes again.
Sure.
So, if you're paying a lot of taxes – God bless you. You're probably doing okay.
Well, you are. And I can help you plan so we can make those the smallest that they can possibly be. But I certainly can't make them go away. But
right.
That's a big part of our business is tax planning. And where I get a lot of joy in my job is sitting down with people that aren't Mr. and Mrs. Big Bucks. They're just regular folks, you know, who've got some retirement savings and they got some other savings and they've got some Social Security income and, you know, they don't describe themselves as rich. Some of their neighbors might, just simply because they have accumulated things. And really, I get a lot of my joy out of sitting down with them and trying to be smart about all this stuff. Because one of the ways you can not pay taxes on your Social Security is if you spend your money out of just non-qualified savings. So if you have a savings account or you have money that you own stocks and they're held out of an IRA and you live off of that, you're actually having income that's not creating taxable income, and you could maybe have a whole year where you could have a tax-free Social Security check and deferring taxes on some of the other things. So there's strategies.
Would that be the case with the Roth IRA as well if you were living like
Absolutely. That would be another strategy, is to get into the Roth IRA while you're not retired yet and then recognize all that income. You're going to have to pay a bunch of tax, but then your net amount would be in that Roth IRA, and then you could live off of that or live off of that partially, and that could not only make that money tax-free because it's coming from a Roth, but then it would make your Social Security tax-free as well.
And so as people come into the end of the year that have larger incomes like that, the Roth is a really good strategy.
Well, it is. But then you got to be scientific about that. Like with a lot of Roth strategies, we do those over multiple years. So if you were going to do something like that and you were 64 now, and you were planning to retire, you would want to get in to see me quickly, and we might want to execute on a Roth IRA strategy where we'd exercise a little piece of that in 2018. Because a conversion strategy, we would maybe want to spread that tax over several years. It looks a lot better than incurring
right,
it all at once.
There's all sorts of wisdom that obviously helps us finish well.
Yeah.
And also, you know, your heirs come into that because they don't end up with an IRA that has all this tax liability.
Oh, sure. And so just in the general area of taxes, you know, if you look at a lot of insurance brochures, even of insurance that we sell, or annuity brochures, life insurance brochures, or you look at a lot of investment brochures, or you see an investment commercial, it always says, we are not tax advisors. Consult your tax advisor. And I find that to be very odd, just because how in the world could you talk about an annuity and tax deferral or an IRA that's invested and not talk about taxes? So I want to make something clear on this radio show is we give tax advice at Cardinal. I mean, we just do, and we'll give you written tax advice, and it's forward-looking. We don't do taxes. We have a CPA that we're affiliated with, so if you want your taxes done, we'll do them, but that's looking backwards. And so what we do in our work is we plan, we look forward, and we will give you a tax opinion on how something's probably going to work. I mean, we can't give forward tax advice with complete accuracy, but we can certainly guess at it and have a very educated guess and then make some decisions based upon that.
Absolutely. And so we are today talking about finishing well taxes 2018 with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. His book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, is there at the website, cardinalguide.com. Again, you got to put the guide with the cardinal, then go.com. And there you're going to find all sorts of resources, but the one we always want to point you to is the 7 Worries tab, where you're going to find taxes is one of those, but, you know, long-term care, navigating Social Security are all, you know, different worries. But this one today, income tax, you can get the workbook or the book chapter right there.
Right there at the for free. You can download them as PDFs. You can get the book if you just write to me. I'll be happy to send you one. You can also get it on Amazon. This stuff, it's all over the place.
So with the few seconds we got left, if you got one last little idea that people can finish well with, besides obviously getting closer to the Lord through the holidays?
I would just say, listen to the Lord. Rest.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that every day. And my wife's not playing the game with me. She's got all this Christmas preparations that she wants me to get off my rear end and start doing. And so I'm listening to her and doing those.
But on the seventh day, he did rest after it was finished. So you got the work to do, but then, you know, rest is pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's say Merry Christmas again, even though we got a couple more weeks. But hey, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.